in a world filled with so much distressing news, it's good to find ways to rejoice in the simple, everyday things that happen. If you really look, you can find plenty of reasons to feel gratitude and hope, peace and joy. We can't control pandemics, but we can control what we focus on and the joy we get from the little things in life. My guest today is Irene O'Garden. She's a poet, essayist, and she's written a book with about 35 essays, and it's called Glad to Be Human, Adventures in Optimism. Irene, it's good to have you on the program today.
What a pleasure to join you today, Wynn. I'm so happy to be here.
Okay, I thought we would let you read two of your essays to our audience today. And the first is Broken Just So. And would you set that up with a little introduction and then read it for me?
Sure. This is an essay that I wrote. And when we say essays, it makes it sound like they're all many pages long. They're not. This one is simply one page long. And it's a reflection that I wrote after the Boston Marathon bombing, but I think it can apply to what we're feeling right now. So here it goes, from Glad to Be Human. Broken just so. Sad events have happened recently, not so much to me directly, but in the lives of people close to people close to me. Business disappointments, unexpected hospitalizations, and the untimely passing of a young mother here in our community darkened many hearts, as well as the Boston situation. What do we make of such pains, such losses? A treasured vase came to mind. It belonged to my mother and is an object whose graceful, fanning, fluted form I have ever loved. Earlier this year, it broke. It did not shatter, but it will never hold water and a live bouquet again. Yet I couldn't bring myself to throw it out. I kept it in my studio with the broken places turned from view. This morning, I was inspired to take a little action and refrain from cursing the darkness, so to speak. Because it had broken just so, I could thread a small bulb on a simple fixture precisely through the break. Had the break not been just so, this lovely glowing lamp would not exist. But neither would it exist had the break never happened. Let us hope that in those times life breaks our hearts, they break just so to let our light shine forth.
Well, that's very, very good, Irene.
Thank you. Thank you, Wynn.
The other essay is called Glad to Be Human, and it won a major award, the Pushcart Prize. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted you to read this one and give us your opinion on why it's glad to be human.
Well, you know, I think the human race gets a lot of bad press. So, and I was reflecting one day on why I do feel glad to be human and why I think it's important for us all to remember all these marvels that come to us in human existence. So I just want to read, I want to read this essay to you. And, you know, I think, I'm just going to plunge right in. Glad to be human. Glad to be human in the 21st century. Survival licked. Glad not to be selling my blood anymore. But even in those dollar few days, I'd find a bunch of roses abandoned on the street. Or once, walking up 8th Avenue to meet my date, the strap to my only pair of shoes disintegrated, and I went into a hotel after 3 barefoot blocks and said, "Do you have any shoes?" And they did. A pair of Dr. Scholl's that someone left that fit just right. Glad to be human. Glad to be provided for. Glad to provide for myself in faith and effort. Fun to find shoes. Fun to buy them, too. Glad to be human for solitude and to be able to be a stranger, a gift of the 21st century, like speed and music anytime and feast upon feast of stories anytime. Glad to be human for late nights, talk and art and sex and loving and all different languages. Glad to be human for words themselves, peculiar to us as paper to the wasp, as leaf to tree, or song to bird. Words as human as a measured square. Glad to be human in the 21st century, where people spend lives designing, dancing, building, writing, studying their minutest fascinations, people dedicating lives to food or fashion or philosophy, creating and creating, absorbed in their work for the love of it, as they now marry for love. People hungering to understand each other and their families, reading, talking, tending the earth and their dreams, and the playing of games and of sport. Glad to be human in the 21st century of all the mighty banquets laid, images of art in all our centuries reproduced and held in hand, writings of the writing cultures held in heart, spiritual traditions of the ages spread before us. Choose, sample, compare, enjoy, discard, invent from the immense library of remembered human life. Deep feeding of consciousness. History lies on the bed saying, "Take me, take all you wish of me, and then leave me behind. I don't mind." Glad to be human for the feasts of all cuisines, any day, any taste in the world, and invented combinations like discovered common tastes and conversations between strangers, the mixing of cultures complementing the glorious rush of fruit and vegetable and grain, fresh and fresh, glad. Glad to be human for the knowledge of animals and nature and material and metal and chemistry and theory, living in a living dictionary of experience and interest and curiosity. Glad to know some things about my human body, of her cells and structures. Glad to know about some stars. Glad the mystery is infinite. Glad for the burst and silence. Glad to be living in the heart. The human heart. Time for whole days spent on relationships, for soothing, for expressing pain, for pleasure, contemplation, and time and ways and means for distant friends living in differing places to visit, to speak, and the beauty of a letter sent, received. Glad for interiors and balance and shape and movement and adornment and the way the future vapors on a loom. Glad of myriad of little papers, paper clips, and cleverness, and of the explicit agreement in ongoing ordinary existence of plate glass. Glad of the beauty of stones and their wisdoms, grandmothers of matter, glad of all the world. How much wider, fuller, more colorful can it be? The wild harmonic variation, rushes of beauty from all cultures, differing, flood of beauty, glad to be here for this. Glad to be safe and dry and educated and supplied and empowered and free of children, glad there are people glad to have children, glad to choose, to help to nourish, to bless. Glad to have coached a baby into this world, excruciating and exquisite. No sleep for 24 hours, my sister twisting in the birthing bed, her husband and me squeezing her hand, feeding her ice, our very breaths as one, till salty, weepy laughter chokes out of us as the red, hairy head appears. Glad to be human for all the ages that surround me always, for the precious ability always to catch sight of a baby somewhere, a toddler and children, and the sweet, pure unconsciousness of, even in anger, youth, staggering in its unknowing beauty, and the reposed beauty of lined faces, relaxing into life, tendered by experience, the comfort and the presence of wisdom, with vigor yet, a beauty like a leather-bound book, and the grace of elders realized in full capacity, inspiring as centuries-old trees, the crowning loveliness of nature's fulfilled, experience like rings around them of their growth, not separate into years, these feelings, but sensed around them as a life, a single mighty sheath of living over their ordinary comings and goings, sap rising and falling in them in thin streams, surrounded by the immensity of their truth. Glad to have helped at death as well, not only the slow dangle from the hospital tubes for those I knew, but for the stranger, the old man dying alone on the southeast corner of 42nd Street and 9th Avenue in New York City, to crouch at his crumpled, barely moving body, hold his colding hand, tell him he did a good job with life, to feel his spirit lighten and leave like a bird. Glad to see the old ones with the young ones, and the middles with them both, embracing the holy hidden web, the knowledge at once forward and backward, the intentions of youth, the obligations of middle age, the liberations of age. Joys at every stage and moment, at no time without memory, at no time without expectation, life at once like film in a can. Much gladness that we share this, reminding each other over and over with alphabets of behavior and emotion, familiar and combined to new sentences, newly every day. And glad to be human for the sake of days, that all of human history has taken place in days. The Battle of Hastings happened on a day, and so did the dancing of Fred Astaire. And all of us have days for emotion, exploration, for being sick, recovering from travel, gathering with friends, holidays, and days for being bored, for recreation and creation, days and days and infinite days. Glad to be human for cooking and slicing life, looking for meaning and searching and finding the missing word, the lost sock, the thrilly, scary moment reaching around in your purse and not finding your wallet, rummaging, knowing it's there, finding it under your fingers with pleasure, and finding with pleasure at last that the meaning of life's like a cell on the field of your vision. You know it's there, but each time you look, it springs out of your sight. But looking at anything else, it springs back into place, and you're looking right through it. Glad to be human, abundantly answered. Hard to see the effort behind abundance here in the early 21st century, the spent backs picking berries, raw red nursing hands, the sweat of science, years of boredom for a single thought. Hard to see the editor tossing in her sleep, the relentless raising of children, the grinding of wheat, the servicing of machinery. But when I am spent and raw with sweat and sleeplessness, working my work, asking how can it be so hard, I remember what work it takes to bring me any single thing. My gladness of all I am brought begets gratitude. And gratitude lightens my service, and all becomes service and gladness and gratitude. glad for the transformations now and coming, glad for love and work and play, glad for letting go my fear to sound my song of gladness, going as it does against the prevailing currents in the thinkers of my day. Glad I learned the joy of swimming against the current in a Catskill cataract. Full strength, deliberate infinity swimming, whole self pleasure challenge. Young lad paddles over asking, do you know you're not going anywhere? And me yesing and loving the power of current, power of body, free from having to watch where I'm going, free from having to turn around or curb my body from a pool wall, a pond curve, free from am I going out too far in salt and bobbing water, free to swim and nothing else with all myself. And a man swims over, says, you're fighting the current. And no, I say, I'm enjoying it. Whole self, full power, glad to be human.
Irene, that was so good. I enjoyed that so much.
Thank you so much, Wynn.
So tell our audience how they can get a copy of your book and how they can contact you.
The book is available on Amazon, at Barnes & Noble, at indie bookstores. Support your local bookstore if you can. And you can reach me at irenogarden.com. One thing that's happening there, Wynn, that I'm really happy to share with listeners, I've been asking people to upload reasons they are glad to be human. So if you go to the Glad to be Human page and hit Learn Much More, not only can you upload a reason you are glad to be human, but then you can read what other people have said. And I find that really heartening. So even if you just go to gladtobehuman.com, you can be redirected there. You can also find me on Facebook at Irene O'Garden, poet and author. And if you do Instagram, I'm at iogarden at Instagram. And I certainly hope that people will come in touch with their own deep feelings of gratitude to be human beings. It's a very great gift that we have, that we share.
Absolutely. Irene, it's been very nice to have you on the program today and to listen to some of your work. And I just wish you the best in all the days that follow.
Thank you so very much. I'm very grateful to you and for the work that you do and the joy that you help people find.
So until next time, this is Reverend Wynn, and we're signing off. But remember to tell your friends to come to my podcast. It's free, of course. And it's www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn, spell that LIBSYN.com. So, Irene, once again, thanks for being on the program today.
Many thanks to you, Wynn. My pleasure.